The constant opinion that rice does not apply to kelim, but there are circumstances that it does. If you're not mamish making the kli, there's ain binyan. But if you're mamish making the kli, I can make a jug out of pottery, that's definitely an issur to rice. And Mo says, she'einim afzekas arba'im sa'. That which you say ain binyan kelim is talking about a kli which is less than 40 sa', which is basically the volume of a human being. But if it's that big, then we treat it as karka already. So if you have a big chest and you do any type of binyan on that, that's equivalent to binyan the karka. It continues the mechaba that which we say that it's not binyan mamish is talking about a chovis shenishpura v'dibik shvura v'zevis. Talking about a pottery, a jug that cracked and you stuck it together with tar. Yochel l'shavu likach mashem b'tocha. If it's full with something, you're allowed to break it and take out the contents, because you're breaking a kli, which is considered a weak kli anyway. But you cannot make a very nice hole in it. So because this kli is considered enough of a kli that if you make a nice pesach in it, you're being oiv and iser of fixing up the kli. But it's not enough of a kli that if you just break it, consider that you're breaking a kli. It's a full-fledged kli, you're not to break it, even in a fashion that you're not going to make a kli out of it. Also, can make a new hole in it, because that's also a tikkun of the kli. Also, if it has already a hole and you're making the hole wider, that's also. So because any type of tikkun kli is permitted, and breaking a full kli is also a problem. A tavern that they have of breaking packages, and that is, they treat these things as equivalent to this kli cheris that was broken and stuck together. Because it's considered a weak kli, it's only made for one time use. If you don't have this issue of breaking a kli. It seems that Ramah, Ubavachi, Skavan, Lekach, that which we say that if you make the hole bigger, it's a problem, is if you mechavim to make it bigger. Continues the mechaber. V'mayasakin takumi avu shabbos v'chavis mutad leitzir lachnisa she'en mischavim lahoisif. This is basically a continuation of what the Rama just explained. That according to the mechaber, he holds that if you already stuck a knife into the hole and then you take it out and put it back on Shabbos, it's a right, because the kavona is just to put it back in place and not to make the hole bigger. Even if it does cause the hole to be a little bit bigger, that's acceptable. That's the opinion of the mechaber. Says the Rambam, "Dafka shetziyah gamkin parmachas mibayyim." The Rambam is more stringent. He says that the only time it's mutter to take out a knife that's stuck into a wall is if you took it out before and you put it back in, and the hole is already larger. Also, nekev. If it was the first time you're taking it out on Shabbos and you put it back in, you're definitely going to be making the hole bigger. And that is a problem on Shabbos. The Mice is a big discussion how we paskin in this. And the Mishnah Berurah ends up that he says that if it's stuck into a kli, and this hole you're making is only of Shashuris and Rabbanon, then if it's a tzoyich, you can rely on the opinion of the Mechava that if it wasn't taken out before Shabbos, you put it back in. But if it's something stuck into the wall, then you should definitely not take it out and put it back in again, unless it was taken out and put back in again before Shabbos, and the hole was widened. Continues the Rambam, Klishin is Roya O, Imbuta Litol, Imenu Cheres, Ayin, Le'el, Simen Shinches. If I take a piece of pottery from a clear that's already starting to fall apart, we learned that before in Simen Shinches.